Before we begin, let's all bow our heads and pray in silence. Amen. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we start our Friday night hymnal worship session. For our first hymn, let's all turn to hymn 64. Hymn 64. Dios es eso. Verse 1. Next, let's turn to hymn 135, Iba Sanchu Uso. Verse 1. Verse 3. Next, let's all turn to 218. 218. First one. Next, let's turn to hymn 313, Sanbai Shu Sanso, 313. First one. Thank you. Verse 2. For our last hymn, let's all turn to hymn 458, 458, 458. Verse 1. Verse 3.
Thank you.
This concludes our Friday night hymn to worship session. May all the glory and praise be unto his holy name.
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin the Friday night Sabbath night service.
那聚会开始, 我们先一起唱诗388首。
Please rise to sing hymn 388. Please be seated. So we thank the grace of God for tonight's the beginning of the Sabbath.
那弟兄姐妹可以起来，还要教会来一起聚会，那是神的恩典。
That all brothers and sisters can come to church to worship God, and this is the grace of the Lord.
那在我们今天正道之前，我们一起来祷告，来向神祈求，来带领我们今天的聚会。
So before the message, we shall kneel down and pray and ask God for tonight's guidance.
好，那我们一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
要各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters in Christ.
那今天晚上我想一个题目，就是神实在恩待那些清心的人。会题目。
So today the topic for our mutual exhortation is truly God is good for the pure in heart.
好，那这个题目是出自这个诗篇七十三篇哈。
So this verse comes from the book of Psalms, 73.
好，那我们只要好看诗篇的第七十三篇，我们知道这。在圣经里面就刚开始写说这是亚萨的诗。
So if you look at this psalm, it says the psalm of Asaph.
好，那我们看这那亚萨哈，那本身他是利未人，他是歌侠子孙。
So Asaph he's a Levite.
好，那他的工作是在圣殿里面做这乐师的服事。
So his job is to be a musician, in the temple of God.
那同时在圣经我们也看到提到亚萨，他说他是一个先见。
先见
就是那个 prophet。
Oh, so in other parts of the Bible, it mentioned this Asaph. He's a prophet.
那所以这东西我们看到就是亚萨他本身他是一个在圣殿服事，他是一个虔诚的人。
So we can see that Asaph, he is one who is serving in the house of the Lord and as well as a righteous man.
所以在七十三篇这一首诗里面我们看到就是说他一个主旨，就是他讲的是义人他的信心受到了考验的时候。
So here he talks about being a righteous, how he was being tested.
那因为受到考验，所以他心里产生一个征战，一个挣扎。
Because he was being tested, therefore there is a battle within him.
所以在他的祷告中呢，神从灵中跟他启示。
So in his prayer, God gave him a revelation.
神从灵中跟他开导。
So God gave him guidance.
所以在这中间，神使他来认识神是信实的神，神是公义的神。
So the Lord revealed to him that God is righteous and God is faithful.
同时，神也让他明白，神的善良纯全的旨意。
So God also revealed to him that he is pure in heart, and he has, he's pure in heart.
那因着神的这种带领，使他来走出这个信仰的危机。
And through the guidance of the Lord, he's able to come out from this the riskiness or the failure in his faith.
所以诗人他在这边，他把这一段心路历程，他写成一首诗。
So Asaph has written this psalm as his walk of faith.
好，那我们看第一节哈，这边讲到神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
In verse 1 it says, "Truly God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart."
好，那我们看到这一节圣经啊，事实上。他是这一首诗的开场白，那他也是这一首诗的整个结论。
So this the first verse is the introduction as well as the conclusion of this psalm.
好，那我们看到这边讲到清心的人。
Here it says pure in heart.
那清心本身呢，它意思就是说清洁，就是清洁纯正。
It means that the person's heart is pure.
所以清心的人就是说他的心中。他是心地纯洁、清洁，而且还心地圣洁。
So it means that the person's heart is pure and clean.
Clean, holy 哈，就是。
And holy.
Yeah, 他圣洁哈，就是总而言之，意思就是说，他心中没有杂念，没有恶念，没有邪恶的思想在里面。
So within the heart, there is no evil thoughts or anything that is filthy.
所以意思就是说，在他心中没有。不会有这个属世的贪婪，属世的这些不应该有的东西。
So in this heart there is no fleshly desire such as greediness.
所以因为他的清心，所以说他以神为满足。
Because this person is pure in heart, therefore he finds satisfaction in the Lord.
所以清心的人他是竭力追求神的事情。
And one who is pure in heart is one who to pursue after the righteousness of God.
像在马太福音有记载主耶稣的登山宝训。
So in the book of Matthew, it talks about the Lord Jesus Christ went up to the mountain.
那其中有谈到就是八福，就是讲的是八种属天的福气。
And in there, it talks about the eight beatitudes.
那八福中间，那这八福就我们说是属天的福气，所以就是说，他是要，就是说，今天一个神的子民要进天国，他必须有的品德。
So these are the attributes of having a heavenly qualities, and this is what is needed in what should be found in the follower of Christ.
好，那其中在马太福音的5章8节里面讲到，主耶稣说：“清心的人有福的，因为他们必得见神。”In
Matthew chapter 5:8, it says that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall all see God.
好，那我们知道，神从万民来拣选我们，成为他的子民。
So we know that God has chosen us out of the many people in the world.
那他是把我们分别为圣，就是说，叫我们不要污染，说不要受这世界上的污染。
In the process, we have been consecrated, and God do not want us to be filled with the filthiness of the world.
所以今天成为一个神的子民，我们就要知道我们如何来保守我们身体的身体，我们思想上的清洁。
So as a children of God, we should learn how to be pure in heart in terms of our mind.
这一点是在圣经里面很重要的真理。So
this is a very important point in the Bible.
所以我们，当我们说，今天要保持一个清洁的心，这个清心的话，我们在消极方面，我们要绝对的对神有信心。So
in order to maintain this purity in heart, we need to put our faith totally in God.
那我们要对神有绝对的忠诚。And
we should have utmost loyalty towards God.
但是在积极的方面，我们要付出行动，我们要知道怎么去谨守，怎么去警醒。We
should actively pursue to be vigilant in our faith.
所以不要受到这个属世的邪情恶意来迷惑。So
we are not misguided by the fleshly desire of our flesh.
那也不要为了这个物质生活上的荣华富贵来受诱惑。And
not to be tempted by the things of the world.
所以在圣经里面讲说，说他们必得见神，就是他到最终清心的到最终他是属神的。And
here it says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And those who are pure in heart, in the end, they will surely see God.
好，那我们继续看73篇的第二节、第三节。Let's
read Psalm 73, verse 2 and 3.
好，第二节、第三节讲到，至于我，我的脚几乎失散，我的脚险些滑跌。第三节，我见恶人和狂傲的人想平安，就心怀不平。So
verse 2, but as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
好，所以这边讲到这边就进入这个主题，就是说，这艺人他的信心受到考验。So
now it enters into the theme of this passage. It means that the heart of the righteous is being tested.
好，这边讲到他的脚几乎失散，险。
So his feet had almost stumbled.
好，意思讲说，他的信心，他产生疑惑，他几乎要离开神。So
his faith has fallen to a low point, and he has almost totally lost faith in God.
所以原因就是因为他见到恶人，见到狂恶人，他们作为，他心怀不平。
Because he saw the envious of the boastful and prosperity of the wicked, and this caused his heart to be not being able to accept it.
那我们讲，看其他翻译，这心怀不平，讲的就是心中产生嫉妒。So
in other versions, it says that he is envious.
那产生嫉妒，那嫉妒心，那就是一种很复杂的心。So
being envious is a complicated emotion.
那嫉妒心就是说，我不喜欢这个东西，可是我又不服气，我要胜过他。
So, So envious means that you do not like something, but at the same time you want to be be victorious over the other party.
所以这边讲到他心怀不平，就是说他不只说他不喜欢他，而且他又觉得很不舒服。他就是说我可以，就是说这种事为什么会发生，他也不服气。
So this person feels that he is uneasy in his heart, and he do not know why the other person does not get punished.
所以这边讲到他见到恶人、狂傲人，他们想平安，他就认为他们是很不配的。
And he saw the boastful and the prosperity of the wicked. In his mind, he deemed that they are not worthy of the prosperity.
所以这边就谈到一个很古老的问题，就是说，为什么义人受苦，为什么恶人会昌盛。
So now it comes to a very ancient question, which is why is it that the wicked prosper, but the righteous suffer?
那从亚撒的身份，就是说来讲，他本身是一个神职的人员。
From the perspective of Asaph, he is one who is the worker of God.
那他从小所接受的这个思想的教育和他本身对神的信念，他是他觉得跟从神的。
So he is one who practices faith and one who follow the teaching of the Lord.
在他心中，神是恩待一切遵守神诫命的人。
In his heart, he to him, God will go will show mercy to those who follow his words.
那我们从圣经来看，就是这个道理永远是一致的。
And if we see, if we read through the Bible, this is a common theme.
就在圣经里面哈，就是说神对选民的教导，就是说你们要要秉行公义。
So the teaching of the Bible is that you should practice righteousness.
只有行公义，你们才能蒙神的赐福。
Only when we practice righteousness, then we can receive the blessing from the Lord.
我们看一段圣经，我们看弥迦书的第六章第八节哈。
Let's turn to Micah chapter six, verse eight.
弥迦书的第六章第八节哈。这边讲到，世人啊，神已经指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只是你要行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。弥迦书第六章第八节。
And Micah chapter 6 verse 8, He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
好，这在圣经就是这样讲。好，就是说，你要行这些公义，就是说，你要行公义，你要好怜悯，你要谦卑，就是一切善事，你要做与神同行，这样子你才会蒙神喜悦。
So in order to be pleasing in the eyes of God, one must do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God.
那从诗人就是亚撒，他本身他的工作，他的信念来讲，他又看到说这些恶人的作为。
But from the perspective of Asaph, he saw the action of the wicked.
他认为他们的作为就是跟我信念事实上是背道而驰的。
It was contrary. The works of the wicked is contrary to the works of righteous.
那事实上是很难接受的。
It is something that he cannot accept.
但重点就是说，他这些恶人，他为什么可以昌盛？他为什么不用受到他责罚？
Why is it that the wicked prosper and they do not receive any judgment for their action?
那这些恶人他们做坏是为什么神就默默无语，神没有出手来惩罚他们。
And from his perspective, he cannot understand why God did not execute his judgment on the action of the wicked.
所以在这种他个人的理念很的外面所看到的，就是说他们这恶人所做的事，所以还使他开始对他的信心产生动摇。
And because there is no judgment towards the wicked, therefore it causes his faith to stumble.
所以终于产生的就是说他信仰动摇，就是说 第一是他们为什么神不惩罚他们。
So he cannot understand why God do not execute judgment on the wicked.
而且他们所做所作为在社会上事务上是比异人他们所得还要好。
And he sees that those wicked prosper and their prosperity is even better than those who are righteous.
因为他的心里产生疑问，他就越想去追求这个原因。
And because he questioned this scenario, therefore he would want to find out the reason why.
所以在下面就是说，解释他从他的观察来看，这些恶人事实上从他们的身体上、从他们作为上，一切都是非常不好的。
So from his observation, he deemed that the action of the wicked is not good.
事实上，这些恶人事实上他们可以说他们要说的话，他们可以来，还说些欺诈的话，都是没有问题的。
And he feel that the wicked can speak whatever they want or can lie whatever they want.
他们甚至可以亵渎神。
And to the point that the wicked will accuse God.
那他真的看到神事实上也没有见到神的反应。
But he did not see the judgment of God on the actions of the wicked.
所以他的信心从本来是心怀不平，他对自己的信仰，他就产生一个疑问。
So because of his heart is not able to accept this, he start to question God.
还甚至怀疑就是神到底你在不在。
And he even question the existence of God.
或是他对这个信仰，对神的信仰，他的神观上，他是有偏差的。
And he even had a perspective that whether there's something wrong in his belief towards God.
所以我们继续看第十三节到十六节哈。
Let's read verse 13 to 16.
好，诗篇73篇的13到16节。
Psalm 73:13-16.
好，这边讲到说，我实在突然接近我的心，突然洗手，好表明无辜。14节，因我终日遭灾难，每早神受惩罚。我要这样讲，这就是以奸诈待你的种子。我思索怎样明白这事，眼看时系为难。
13. Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hand in innocence. For all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me.
所以我们看到，他甚至怀疑说，他现在做这种事到底是对不对？
So he started to doubt whether his righteous act should be done or not.
所以心中疑问在翻搅，而且神又是沉默的。
And he questioned this, and he did not get any response from God.
所以亚萨在这时候，他下了一个错误的想法。
So at this moment in time, Asaph has a wrong concept.
他说：“我做这种事。” 做这种事，我是不是在浪费时间呢？
He feels that all the righteous act that he has done is a waste of time.
今天神，神既然你对这些作恶的人，你是觉得他们没有错，他们是应该的话，假如神你今天认为他们这恶人所做的事是应该的话，那我现在在这边做的事，事实上就是不对了。
So,
the way he sees it
is if God were to deem that the acts of the wicked is fine, then his act of righteousness is against his view.
所以我是不是要再保持这个圣洁？那我是不是要来教导，以我的方式来教导这个？
So Asaph now question whether his acts of righteousness should be preached to the people of the Lord.
我来参考, 我们来参考一段圣经，就是说，就是跟他一样的心态的。
Let's look at another passage of the Bible that has a similar state of mind as him.
我们看哈巴谷书，我们看哈巴谷书，我们看第一章。
Let's turn to Habakkuk chapter 1.
哈巴谷书第一章，我们看第二节到第四节。
Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 2 to 4.
好，第二节讲到，他说，主神啊，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救。第三节。
Verse 3.
你为何使我看到罪孽？你为何看到奸恶而不理呢？毁灭和强暴在我面前，又起了争端和相斗的事。因此立法放纵，公理也不显明。恶人困扰义人，所以公理显然颠倒。
Verse 2. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and you will not hear? Even cry out to you violence, and you will not save. Why do you show me iniquity and cause me to see trouble? For plundering and violence are before me.There is strife and contention arises. Therefore, the law is powerless, and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surround the righteous. Therefore, perverse judgment proceeds.
所以这边我们看到，就同哈巴谷，他看到在世上那么多罪孽，那他神，你为什么还不来还惩罚他们呢？
So it is the same for Habakkuk. He sees the iniquity of the people, but he did not see the judgment of the Lord.
好，所以在这我们看到，就是说，好，先知在看到，就是在世上充满着强暴，充满着这个和罪孽的事。
So Habakkuk, he saw the plundering and violence before him.
而且讲到说，恶人围困义人，所以公理是颠倒的。
And he saw that the wicked surround the righteous. It means that the law is powerless.
好，所以就我们再看回这个诗篇七十三篇，就是说，他所是。他这种情况的话，就诗人在这种情况之后，他说眼见时系为难，在第十六节里面讲。
So therefore, when the psalmist experienced this, he said to himself, "It is too painful for him to understand this."
那这边就是说他心中的挣扎已经到了极点。
So it means that his struggle at this point is at a tipping point.
他讲这种事情对我来讲实在还是很难来做决定的。
And to him, it is very difficult for him to make decision.
那什么决定呢？
What decision does he have to make?
他是不是要离开神？
He is contemplating whether he should depart from the law.
还是他就这样子，就是说不要，就是睁一眼闭一眼，就是让他得过且过。
He was contemplating whether to depart from God or to not to assuming nothing has happened.
那当然，他也知道说，假如离开神，假如离开神的后果是怎样。
And he understand what is the what will be the end if he depart from God.
那种情况哈，事实上我们讲，好看耶伯记里面还讲耶伯当时的情况。
So if we look at the situation in the book of Job,
但当耶伯他受到患难的时候
，When Job experienced this tribulation,
那他痛苦到了极点。
He suffered to the tipping point.
那耶伯的妻子呢？事实上他是体贴他。他是体贴耶伯。耶伯妻子他是体贴耶伯。
So the wife of Job is able to empathize with Job.
他跟他说他说你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你去掉神死了吧。
She say, why do you still keep your faith? You should abandon God and curse God and die.
当然耶伯妻子他不是不晓得神。
It is not that Job do not know God.
可是他说你去掉神死了吧。
But she says that you should abandon God and die.
他知道去掉神，他一定死了。
But if he were to abandon God, he shall surely die.
因为去掉神死不是他肉体的死，而是他就不属于神了。他灵命上一定死的。
If he abandon God, he will die spiritually.
所以当人到这种极点的时候，他没有思考其他的，就是说，可能就去掉神吧。
So even Job experienced this tipping point. He did not curse God and die.
啊，当然约伯没有听，他没有听那妻子的话。
He did not listen to the words of his wife.
所以我们继续看了，就是在这诗人他在这个生命转捩点哈，我们看继续看第十七节。
So 17 is the turning point for the psalmist.
好，第十七节到第十八节就讲到说，等我进入神的圣所，思想他们的绝迹，你实在把他们安在华地，使他们掉在沉沦之中。
So 17, until I went into the sanctuary of the Lord, then I understood their end. Surely you can set them in slippery places, you cast them down to destruction.
所以我们看到这诗篇的作者亚萨，他本身是一个艺人，所以他知道在他走到绝境的时候，他唯一方法就是来求告神。
So the psalmist is a righteous man, and he know that his end, at the very end of his life, he will seek God.
那我们只有我们属神的子民，我们才有这个权利，才有这个方法来求告神。
So only as the children of the Lord, then we have this right to ask the Lord.
好，这边讲到他进入神的圣所，指的就是说他在祷告中，在灵中与神相交。
Here he say he went into the sanctuary of the Lord means he had a communion with the Lord spiritually.
好，所以在与神的相交与神的灵中相交，他得到他中间得到神的启示，神的带领。
So when he has a communion with the Lord spiritually, he is able to, God has guided him.
神跟他说的就是说，今天你要看这世上的恶人，你要以属灵的层面来看这恶人的结局。
So God tell him that when you look at acts of the wicked, you have to see their end.
今天你要看这个世界上一切事，你要以永恒的眼光来看着。看这世界上的事。
When we observe the things of the world, we should observe it from the perspective of eternity.
那神让他了解说，这个恶人，他们最后的结局，他们是非常凄惨的。
And God allowed him to know that the end of the wicked is terrible.
这边讲到神实在是，他早把他们安在华地使他们掉在沉沦之中。
18, God has set them in slippery places and cast them down to destruction.
好，这边讲到，好掉到沉沦之中。
Here it says that they are being cast down to destruction.
好，指的是就是他们不能得救，他们是永远的死亡。
It means that they cannot be saved and they will enter into eternal damnation.
他们是掉在墨黑幽暗的永死的状态。
So they will suffer eternal death.
所以他从神的启示之中，他终于觉醒了。
So he awakes from the revelation of the Lord.
他发觉他从前他为什么会心怀不平
？And he realized that why he feel he did not feel peace in his heart.
就是说，从前他是以世人的眼光来看世人的事。
So in the past he observed.A man from the perspective of man.
他以世人眼光来看这个事的话，他是永远走不出他这个困境。
So he observed man from the perspective of man. He cannot step out from his circle.
因为他只要以世人眼光来看呢，他所针对就是一些属世的拥有。
So if observe action of man from the perspective of man, he observe it from a man's fleshly life or the life on this world.
就是我们看到他所看到的就是说这些恶人他们为什么昌盛，他们为什么有钱，他们为什么有名，他们为什么有名有利
？And he saw the prosperity of the wicked. He saw the fame of the wicked.
他这些东西事实上是他们不应该拥有的。
And from the perspective of man, they, This wicked should not own all this, all these things.
但是今天以属灵的层面来看这些事情，就是在世上一切，在世上人，我到那时总要消灭的。
But if we observe it from eternity, at the end of the day, we will die, and all these things will go away, will perish.
我们看约翰一书哈，我们看约翰一书的第二章哈。
Let's turn to First John chapter one.
好，约翰一书的第二章，我们看第十七节。
Let's turn to First John chapter two, verse 17.
好，第十节这边讲到，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵循神的旨意的，和是永远长存。十七节。好，约翰一书。
First John chapter two, verse 17. All the world and the world is passing away, and the lust of it.But he who does the will of God abides forever.
好，所以这边我们看到，就是说，他说，唯独遵从神旨意的是永远长存。
Yeah, here he says, he who does the will of God abides forever.
所以今天就比较，就是说，和这个永恒的生命和我们这个有限的人生。
So today we should compare this limited life of ours in the flesh as well as the spiritual life that lasts forever.
今天假如尽管说神给我们多少的财富，多少的地位，多少名利。
And if we look at how the fame and the finance that God has given us.
那因为人是有限的，所以到那日这一切都要消失。
But the day we die, all this will go away.
但是他是今天一个义人，他到最后他在那边讲，就是他是可以长存的。
But as a righteous, he's one who he will continue to maintain his righteousness.
那作恶的人呢？他到那日之后，他是沉沦的。
But the wicked at the day he die, and he will go into destruction.
所以在这永恒生命来讲，这永死是永远的死。
So if we look at this eternity, to die eternally means is forever.
所以整个来看，对世上是我们有什么象征的呢
？So if we look at it from an eternity point of view, why do we need to pursue after the things of the world?
所以我们。再看一段圣经哦，看诗篇的第一章。
Let's read Psalm verse one. Psalm one.
好，诗篇的第一章哈，我们看第四节到第六节哈。
Psalm one verse 4-6.
第四节到第六节这边讲的，恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住。罪人在义人的会中也是如此，因为神知道义人的道路，恶人的道路，他却必灭亡。
Verse four, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
好，这边讲到就是。到最后审判的时候，就是恶人他是站立不住的。
So in the end, during judgment, the wicked shall not stand.
因为到最后恶人还是必定灭亡。
Because the wicked in the end shall face destruction.
所以世人他经过这一段啊，就信仰的危机之后。
So after the psalmist has gone through this crisis in his faith.
那虽然他的处地完全没有变，可是神已经解决他的问题
了。Although he did not change from his, he did not change physically, but God has changed his mind.
他发觉他一切的心怀不平，事实上都是多虑的。
And he find that all his anguish is unnecessary.
所以他的心就得到安慰。
And thus his heart was being he was or was comforted.
他才明白什么才是神真正的公义。
Then he realized the true righteousness of God.
他很明白，就是 这个人死后必有审判。
And he realized that, after death, man shall face judgment.
所以我们一生所行的，我们的果效到审判的时候，一一就会呈现出来。
And all the things that we have done in this life, and the result of it will be manifest on the day we die.
我们再看一段圣经，我们看罗马书的十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 12.
我们看罗马书的第十二章啊。我们看第17节到十九节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 17 to 19.
好，十七节到十九节说：不要以恶报恶，和众人以为美的事，要留心的去做。和十八节，若是能行，总要好尽力与众人和睦。和亲爱的弟兄们，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。因为经上记载的神说：“伸冤在我，我必报应。”
17. Repay no evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine; I will repay," says the Lord.
好，在这边我们可以看到啊，说。其实很多时候，我们心中发怒，我们心中产生不平的时候。
So it tells us here. It tells us that if we always have this, this vengeance within us.
其实我们就是在那时候，我们常常以为说，今天我发怒，我心怀不平，我是为主做工，我是为这一切是为主而来的。
And sometimes we feel that, we have this wrath inside us is because.We feel that we have this wrath on behalf of God.
那事实上，常常我们心怀不平的时候，而事实上我们还走的路，我们是偏怀的，还偏离这个主的道路。
And when we have this wrath inside our heart, when we walk in this path, we have already deviated.
那许多时候，我们事实上我们还是我们，许多时候我们事实上我们还是不免神。我们是不明神的旨意。
And many a time we do not understand the will of the Lord.
有时候我们事实上是走在神的面前。
And many a times we might have walked,
前
面、yeah. we might have walked before the Lord.
那当我们走在神的前面的话，我们事实上我们就沦为这个撒旦的工具。
So if we have walked instead of behind God, but walking in front of God, we have become the tools for Satan.
所以。就是说，我们就是说，我们不要轻易，就是说来心怀不平。
So do not feel do not let our heart be unease.
好，所以我们再回到第一句哈，就是说这个七十三篇第一句讲到这个啊清心的人。
So if you come back to Psalm 73, it talks about those who are pure in heart.
好，所以清心事实上。并不是说一个人真的他毫无罪孽，他是完全圣洁。事实上，他是全清心，意思就是说他是全身委身在神里面。
全身。
他不是，他是完全信靠神的。
他完全什么？
完全信靠神。
So the one who is pure in heart is one who actually rely on the Lord.
他是不需要这些，他是不会把这个杂质放在他的心里面。
He will not put this, 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 this type of wrong thinking in his mind.
好，所以在他里面，除神以外，他别无所求。
So apart from God, he has nothing to seek for.
所以在这时候，你会知道这个属世的一切拥有一切争端，事实上在我们。就是到那日的时候，他这一切都会过去的。
So all the things, all the strife in this fleshly, in this world, on the day that we pass, it will all go away.
所以真的有福气的人，他们是清心的人。
And one who is blessed is one who is pure in heart.
他们是专心来信靠主，他们不会把 属世的一些忧虑来带进自己的人生。
So they will rely on God and they will not put all this fleshly desire into their heart, into their life.
那最后我们再看这一节圣经，我们看25节到26节。
Let's read 25 to 26.
我们回到诗篇73篇的25、26节。
Psalm 73, 25, 26.
好，这边讲到说， 除你以外在天上我有谁呢？ 除你以外在地上我又没有什么所爱慕的。 26节， 26，我的肉体和我的心肠衰残， 但神在我心中的力量， 又是我的呼召直到永远。
Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is no one upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
好，那他就是 他今天分享就是有关于这一，就是诗篇的73篇。
So today, this is my sharing on the book of Psalm 73.
那今天分享到这边，那我们最后来，他唱诗243首。
So our sharing ends here. Let's rise to sing him 243. Now we have our concluding prayer.
那我们在最后，我们希望神可以带领我们每个人的生活脚步。
And we hope that God will guide the footstep of every one of us.
神可以带领我们明天安息日的聚会。
And may He also guide the Sabbath day service tomorrow.
那我们现在来一起祷告。
So we shall now kneel and pray.
来了，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。 同念主的祷告。我们今天聚会到此，我们请负责人做报告。
So the service ends here. We shall stay put for announcement.
Hello, 各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Peace to every brother and sister in Christ.
我们今天晚上的聚会到此结束。
So the service ends here.
那明天早上呢，一样是10:15开始呢，有我们的早祷会。
So tomorrow we begin a service at 10:15 for our prayers.
那请大家注意，如果明天呢，你是有参加要宗教教育的这个 HEB 活动的，请记得带自己的制服。
So if those are going to participate in a HEB activity, please bring along your uniform.
那大家晚安，那希望大家在回家的路上一路平安。
So peace to everyone. Be careful when you're driving home.